minutes. But all day here at Eggs Up Grill in Clemson Seneca, 10% of the proceeds are going to go to Tigers for Tatas and this great campaign. So do that all day. If you want to get involved with us, we told you, text T4T, the letter T, the number 4, the letter T, to 53555. A $10 donation supporting breast cancer for the women's lacrosse program, 15 for Clemson recruiting. So do that. We certainly appreciate that. Glad to have with us the CEO of Eggs Up Grill, Ricky Richardson. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Mickey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks awesome. For having me out today. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you having us out here today. It's an awesome location. The best part of the day is I have a 22-minute ride to work. All right?
Okay.
My house is 1 mile from here. I had a 3-minute commute this morning.
All right.
So thanks for letting me sleep in an extra 10 minutes
this
morning.
You should do this more often.
Yes, yeah, have
absolutely.
Us out more often.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you, when I'm looking down and seeing the caramel crunch donuts and the turkey melt, turkey apple melt, and the pumpkin cream pancakes, then we'll certainly that's enticing enough.
It's some great seasonal flavors, right?
Yeah.
My favorite is on there as well. It's a chorizo scrambler. Love that. I'm Texan by background, as you know, and
yeah.
So chorizo is a flavor close to my heart.
What chorizo? What is it? I don't know what this is. What is
it? It's Mexican pork sausage.
Oh,
yeah. So it's incredibly good. It's pork is a base. It's very spicy. It's got a lot of flavors to it. So.
Get extra free refills on the drinks when you get that spice in there. Then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Coffee, Diet Coke,
yeah.
Water, whatever you want.
There you go. You
got to
do that for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having us and supporting this cause. 10%, both these locations, the Seneca and Clemson location. That just means an awful lot to us, and your support means a lot. Breast cancer awareness. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for this, the early detection and the education part of it. We've had the mobile mammography units, and I'll make you feel good about the support of this today. About 3 years ago, a lady came up to me. It's free mammography for parts of the
sure.
community.
Yeah.
Lady said, I would not have access to this thing, you know, and just finding it, and it comes to neighborhoods. And she said, it saved my life.
Yeah.
That I wouldn't have access to it. So it makes you feel good about doing all of that.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. My mother is about to turn 90. She's a 25-year breast cancer survivor.
How about that?
As well. Yeah, so
awesome.
It's special to me as well. So
near and dear to your heart,
and
for sure.
Jackson and Darby, incredibly passionate about supporting this.
No doubt about that. You're the CEO of a company that just opened up about to open its 100th restaurant.
Opened it 2 weeks ago, Kingsport, Tennessee. Yeah, fantastic.
Was that? I mean, that has to be a big deal. Such a good number to hear, right?
You know, it's incredibly exciting. It's I joined the business back in 2018. It was founded back in 1997 by Chris Godris in Myrtle Beach. But we were 24 restaurants in 2018 and opening our 100th. Big step for all of us. So very excited and very proud of that.
The product is obviously speaks for itself, but in the food and beverage business, not just product. You've got to have great management team, great servers, and great. I mean, the menu is a big part of that. But talk to me about like challenges in the day in 2025 with restaurants. The eggs, by the way, I found out this earlier this year. The egg prices were outrageous. Like you didn't think about that 4 or 5 years ago, did you?
No, we took. Well, when I got here, a case of eggs was about $35 a case, 30 dozen case.
Yeah.
We were paying over $200 a case back in January.
Yeah.
In February, I was just looking at the forecast for the rest of the year. I think this quarter we will be down below last year, so that's a very good thing for us. You know, our key to success starts with our franchise partners. All of our locations are owned by local owners.
Right.
Darby Smith, Jackson Turner have the three restaurants here. They're starting their fourth in Easley. So finding the right partners that understand the brand, understand the industry, are passionate about what we're about, which is putting a smile on every guest, is incredibly important for us, the most important thing for us.
When you would say that brand, how would you describe the Eggs Up Grill brand? And
we've got a brand promise called Everything to Make You Smile. Home to the whole neighborhood is another catchphrase of ours, which means everybody's welcome here. It's very approachable food. It's incredibly high quality, great flavors. It's very affordable. We're very aware of a special occasion, going out and enjoying breakfast, enjoying lunch, enjoying brunch, but making sure that we have a price point that it is approachable for everyone. So great flavors, approachable food, affordable, but most important is that putting a smile on every guest, which is about the quality of service, that you feel like you're welcome. Anyone you go into, like you've been there before. They may not know you by name, but they're going to know you by name by the time you leave. So that's what we're about.
Let me make you feel good to see you. I got an email setting everything up for this, and we do our staff, the sales staff, does a great job with that. I was told who was going to meet us, what time they're going to meet us, and sometimes that doesn't happen. Today, I'm here at 5:30. Your general manager meets me at the door, tells me everything, sets it all up. So obviously, put a smile on my face at 5:30 this morning.
That's
so,
what we're about.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep, yeah, no doubt about that. Geographically, you're telling me
yeah.
A company started in Myrtle Beach, man. You guys are all up and down the East Coast, and now going out
sure.
west.
Sure, we're 9 states right now. We'll be in 11 states by the end of the first quarter of next year, we'll be as far north as Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley, down to Central Florida, over to Texas. We're in Tennessee, Georgia, Carolinas. We'll be up in Louisiana in December. So I'm expanding the definition of the Southeast kind of every month as we continue to grow.
It's I'm going to not insult you here. I would think it'd be a pretty easy job that all these franchisees want to come on and start this Exxon Grill. Like, what could go wrong, man, right? You got people lined up at your door probably to start these things.
Well, you know, I've been in business my whole career. Restaurant business is simple, but simple is hard.
Yeah.
So finding people that are passionate about it, understand all the moving pieces that are there, really want to get their hands dirty with the business. As I've said multiple times here, are passionate about who we are and can share that passion with their guests. That's the most important thing. But whether it's, you know, egg costs you talked about before, yeah, rising inflation on development cost, competition, all those kind of things, there's always something unexpected that happens, and that's where the persistence and positivity and passion comes in.
What's the future of Eggs Up Grill? Where are you guys headed? What's just continued growth?
Yeah, we've already got 30 additional locations in the pipeline for 2026, so we'll end up next year kind of mid-130s in total locations. But what's best about it is that local ownership.
Yeah.
While we're growing as a brand, we have local owners in all of our locations, so it doesn't act like a big brand. Very involved in the communities,
sure.
Just like we're doing here with Jackson and Darby, raising funds for their local community.
Yeah, fantastic. Do you control the geography part of that and searching for these, or they come to you on that? I mean, is there?
It's a combination of both. We do recruiting, advertising for new franchise partners, so we're thoughtful about where we go for those. We do have outreach. Pennsylvania is that example. Somebody I've known for many years in my career, very successful restaurateur, has fallen in love with our brand and wants to bring it to his neighborhood. So that's why we're going up there with a 4-restaurant commitment.
All right. Committed to community also means being philanthropic. Obviously, here locally, that's a big thing for us. We spend the whole month doing this every single year. On a national deal with 100 restaurants, is that a big part of what you guys do as well? How do you encourage that among them? Are you finding the right people to begin with?
Yeah, that's part of it.
Sure,
that community connection is huge. We don't do a single brand-wide commitment, but we do have a single brand-wide activity called Smiles for Good. And once a year, typically in the summer, we'll have a month-long promotional activity and focus activity where the local franchise partners will engage with their local community, whether that's churches, whether that's schools, other community organizations, to give back to that community. We have one company restaurant in Spartanburg. I'm very involved with Habitat for Humanity, so that's typically our focus there as we change generational change.
Yeah.
Through creating home ownership for local individuals.
Yeah, yep, no doubt about that. That's kind of what we're doing here, generational change, of having moms around for kids a little bit longer. And all. It's so interesting to hear. We had earlier today, we had the women's lacrosse coach. She's a survivor, breast cancer survivor. And I'm watching her daughter. It's a young daughter. And I'm thinking, man, it makes it feel so good to know that we're going to help. There's another young daughter out there, something we don't even know about. So
that's phenomenal. Cool. And that long, young daughter is going to be able to grow up with her mom.
Yeah.
Right? It's incredibly important.
Yeah.
And as I said, my 90-year-old mother, 25-year survivor of breast cancer. An adult when that happened to her, but still, it's still her son, right? And
to
see her be able to survive that's so important.
Yeah, I lost my mom this year in February, and it's strange to see it. Like the days, so many times now, you saw my picture of my kids. And like, so many times I almost want to text her and see her, like, oh, man.
Yes.
Like, you know, so cheers to that 90-year-old mom for sure.
It, absolutely.
All of that. When it comes to Eggs Up Grill, as far as the is there a staple? Is there one? Like, I'm a brand loyal, but I'm also a menu loyal guy. I always get pancakes.
Sure.
What do I need to branch out in the next time I
have Baja chicken omelet.
All right.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's my go-to. Chorizo probably number two,
okay,
because it reminds me home in Texas. But
you do have a go-to even though?
I do, Baja chicken omelet.
I wonder how many meals at Eggs Up Grill do you eat a year?
A year?
Yeah.
I don't know, 3 or 4 times a week, so it adds up pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
I stop at our...
But isn't it nice to have that staple, like you know it's going to be there
and
the quality's going to be there?
I walk into our restaurant close to my home, and they start cooking it when I walk in the door. They know exactly what I'm getting, have my coffee ready to go. I get a little bit of vanilla syrup in my coffee, so they get me all set up when I walk
great.
In the door.
That's great. I can't thank you enough for your support today. And now we're going to be over at Seneca in 2 weeks, 2 weeks from today. So actually I had a crowd come in, local listeners, that this is typical of husband and wife. he told her, they're in Seneca. We're going to Seneca location. She says, they're not in Seneca today. But they still showed up anyway, which is nice. So she was smarter than he was through all that. But we will be in Seneca in a couple of weeks. And I just want to thank you from the station, the great support to Jackson and the team here. Everybody's been great to us. So
Mickey, thanks so much for having us. We appreciate that very much.
That is Ricky Richardson, CEO, Eggs Up Grill, store number 100. Now, you won't be with us in 2 weeks. We have 100, you said 103, 102, 103, 104?
It'll be 102 2 weeks from now.
2 weeks now? We went to 102?
Right, absolutely.
There you go.
All right.
That's great stuff.
Take care. Thanks.
Appreciate you coming by for sure. CEO Ricky Richardson doing that for us.